So today you're not going to hear a message from the Easter story. I'm going to break a little bit of rules and do things a little bit different. But knowing that today is all about the resurrection, the new life that we have in Jesus, I want us to really see what that truly means for each one of us that is gathered here today. That if we make a definitive stance and a belief and put our trust and hope that our Savior is alive, that he defeated sin and death on the cross and walked out of the grave on that first Easter Sunday over 2,000 years ago, victorious. I want us to look at, see from a later section in God's Word, what this means for us today and the hope that this brings to us. You know, this is something that we can celebrate and should focus and celebrate on each Easter Sunday. But my encouragement, my hope for us to see is it's something that goes beyond just that one, this one day together. And so before we really look at this and break this down even further and see this truth that the resurrection isn't just a simply something we focus on and celebrate one day, but rather it's something that we live by. I hope that we see this. It's something that we truly can live for each and every day. But before we jump into that, let me pray for us to open our time together. So if you would, bow with me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for what today signifies. Or that over 2,000 years ago, you went to this world that you created, that you established in order and good in love, and Lord, and created us in it. And due to our own disobedience and stepping out of your set ways of how we are called to live, Lord, we brought sin and evil and death into this world that you created for us. And so to bring us back into right standing with you, Lord, you went to the cross. You went to the cross over 2,000 years ago, gave of your body broken, your blood spilt for us to cover and to pay that debt in full. And today, the day that we signify 3 days later, Lord, you walked out of the grave alive. Lord, defeating sin, evil, and death. And if we place our trust and hope in you, we can experience a resurrected life just like you did when you walked out of the grave. So Lord, let us see from your word this truth, how we can see this play out in our lives, what this means for us, and the hope that we can find as we place our trust and hope into you. Be with us this morning. May your spirit be ever so present with us. Use me as your mouthpiece this morning. May any fear fall to the side and may be replaced with your confidence and your truth. We love you. We thank you for this day that we get to celebrate and life and the new life that it brings. We thank you for who you are, and it's the love that we have for you that pushes us forward. We're thankful for it. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So together, as I mentioned, we're not going to be in the Easter Sunday story together, but we're going to see, believing that to be true, I want us to see what this call comes for and what our next steps are in this. And we're on as well, are only going to be looking at just one verse together. And since we're just looking at one simple verse, I want us to help us get the context of what's going on in this one passage before this one verse before we read it. Because here we're jumping into a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth that struggled in a few areas. And one of the things that he pushes and really tries to elevate as he addresses the different issues that come up in their church, he uses the entire chapter of this one section that we're going to be in to talk about our unity under Jesus. That we, as followers of Jesus, we need to be unified under him. And what he tells us is that the resurrection, this reality of Jesus walking out of the tomb, has to be central and focused on what we believe as his people. He goes so far into telling us in this that he uses a familiar phrase that if the resurrection didn't happen, if Jesus didn't walk out of the grave on Easter Sunday, then we should just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we'll die. It doesn't matter. The rest of this world, this rest of our lives, do not hold any significance, anything of worth, if Jesus did not rise from the grave. And so he tells them and us, gives us this powerful truth. If we hold on to the truth of the resurrection, this is our call and our encouragement. He ends this section here in this one verse that we're going to look at together. It'll be on the screens beside me. It's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. And it simply says this. It says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." As I shared as we started in, that this is a day full of celebration. And this is not only just one day of celebration, but this is a lifelong call to celebration. You know, some people see just Easter Sunday, even churches can see it as our big Super Bowl Sunday, where we get on our best Easter clothes and make you look like a big old Easter egg, get out your candy, you pull out all the pulls and the stops, you do everything you can to make Easter, this one day celebrating, so high and mighty. And yes, we should celebrate. This should be our Super Bowl Sunday. But the reality for us is that it's not just one day. You know, unlike the Super Bowl, when the clock hits zero and all the last little bit of confetti falls and the teams head back into the locker room, it's all said and done until next year. And there's not too much focus on after that day. But that's not the case as Christians, as followers of Jesus on Easter Sunday. It should be more than that. We should stop and celebrate on this day and remember what this day signifies. But the resurrection is something more than just one day of celebration. Rather, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. There's a difference for us that carries on past just today. And so today, I want us to see what that promise from this passage tells us, the three different qualities that the resurrected life gives to us. And the first is this, that the resurrected life brings stability. It promises stability. Having this kind of transformative resurrected life brings stability. That verse begins starting off giving the call to stand firm. Let nothing move you. And I think this is one that we could use even more in this world each and every day as we get closer and closer to that day where God calls us back home. You can see, I don't have to stand up here and try to convince you, this world is full of tossed and turned ideas. There is nothing solid. It doesn't seem like there's anything true out there. Nothing to hold onto. But in this moment, I want us to see in three distinct ways that Christ's empty tomb reveals to us that we're able to have a stable life and something that we can build our life upon, having this kind of resurrected life. We can lean on to God and be true to this kind of resurrected life and see the stability in it, because we're told throughout Scripture that God is faithful, that he is faithful, that God's promises hold true because he's faithful to us even when we are not. From the very beginning of creation, God kept his word that he would one day bring a redeemer to bring us back into right standing with himself. And on the third day, the stone could no longer hold his son because the world was crying out for eternal life. Life must come out because of the price of our sin had been paid in full. And when you feel there's no one around you can trust, know that your God is forever faithful. He promises to never leave nor forsake us, and that he is always true to his word and his promises, and will never fail us. We can trust in the stability of God because he's also powerful. Not only is he true to his word, but he holds the ultimate power to back up those promises and to keep his plan moving forward. There is no limit to the power and majesty of our God, and nothing solidifies that more than his ability to get up out of the grave on this Easter Sunday and dwell among us once again. And the true reality that I want to share and encourage you with all today is if you will place your trust and your hope into this resurrected Savior, that same power that raised Jesus from the grave can reside in you and give you the power to make it through each and every day. You can find comfort even in the toughest of times, knowing the power of God is stronger than anything we could ever face, because death could not hold him. And the third and even more powerful truth of knowing that this resurrected life that Christ brings to us, why we can trust our God, because he is willing. Willing. Christ not only remained faithful to us by withstanding a brutal and torturous death, but he chose to come and to die in this way, to be able to repay our price for sin. So out of his abundant love for us, he willingly stepped off of his heavenly throne. He took on flesh and became our sacrificial lamb. The question is why? Why would he do those things? Because he was willing to go and do them. He was willing to go. Because the empty tomb shows us that God's faithfulness, power, and his willingness, we all can find stability. Not just for today, not just for the moment, but for tomorrow and each day moving forward as well. We can place our trust and hope in him, knowing that no matter what we face in this world, because the grave is empty, we can now stand on solid ground, our rock, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we also see in this verse, it picks up next, and it says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. And what that means for us is that not only does the resurrected life bring us stability, but the resurrected life brings transformation. It brings transformation. That because of the empty tomb, which we, becomes that we become advocates of the message that it holds, both professionally or personally and globally. And we're called to be enthusiastic, to be hopeful, to be motivated, driven, and courageous people. And as individuals, this message of Christ's resurrection should be the spark that motivates us each and every day. That we submit to the grace that we have been given because the tomb is empty. That things have now been changed inside of us. That the things that used to take first priority in our lives now seem a little less meaningful compared to that of our risen Savior. That you have a peace. If you find yourself having this life that's transformed, you seem to find yourself having peace that is unexplainable. In times where it seems like it would be the natural thing to see your life fall apart and to cry out and to lash out. But you recognize and see that from this life, it's something completely different. That you now are able to focus and love others, not based off of what they can do for you or what you can get out of it, but you love them because they're made in the image of our God. And you know that this becomes for you as you introduce yourself and you see this relationship start to transform, you see your heart to start to transform in these different ways, you recognize that this becomes a daily process. That this isn't just a one and done, I wasn't a Christian, now I'm a Christian and I'm good to go, but it's a growing, cultivating relationship as you become a follower of Jesus. As your heart begins to be transformed, your attitude, your thoughts, your actions change. It begins a daily submitting and changing process. And as you begin to transform, you also begin to see the transformation happen around you. That as you abound in the work of the Lord, that you joyfully begin to proclaim that work as you do these things together. And you see the world respond to the empty tomb. And that should see how you respond. Be like Mary Magdalene, that on that glorious Sunday early morning, that she was eager to share news with all that she came in contact with. And we do this with enthusiasm. We do this with joy because we know what it means that the tomb is empty. That Christ came to this earth to save us through his life, his death, and resurrection to cover our sins. After paying that price, he defeated sin and death forever by raising from the grave. And now we can be brought back into a relationship with our Heavenly Father that was intended for us. At the beginning of creation. The greatest message that we can share with anyone. So let's not hold on to it ourselves. Let us allow it to transform those around us. Because if the resurrected life we have in Christ has the power to transform a sinner like me, it has the power to transform a community, a neighborhood, a town, a city, a nation, and a world. And last but not least, not only does this resurrected life allow us to be transformed and that be a slowly daily process that starts in ourselves and goes and spreads as we share that message and it transforms those around us, but this resurrected life also promises to bring hope. It promises the resurrected life brings hope. Paul reminds us that as we partner with God, as we allow him to transform us, as we trust in him to be our solid rock, he promises and tells us and reminds us that telling us that our labor is not in vain. As followers of Jesus, our labor is not in vain. And so the question arises then, if you're going to say this, why mention this? Why remind us that our labor is not in vain? It's a true reality that Paul knows our hearts. He knows that we will face hardship in our hearts and we'll want to give up. That when times get tough, when it feels like God is away from us, where there's no hope going forward, he wants to remind us that our work is not in vain. There will be times where we'll feel that life start to fade. We'll feel God's presence start to pull away. But the true reality is he never leaves us nor forsakes us. We are the ones walking away. We are the ones forgetting the resurrected life that we have and we can rely on and trust and be transformed by in those dark times. But even in those moments where we feel alone, where we feel lost, we can still have hope. The question is why? Because the stone is rolled away. Because Jesus Christ is the resurrection and is our life. And through him, we can find stability in our ever-changing world. Have our hearts transformed that focus on him and others and helping us to see what his big plan is, not just for our little circle, but for the world around us. And drives us forward no matter what we might be feeling or facing. No matter what comes our way. And the true reality is that all this sounds perfect and great and wonderful, and it is. And you think if you make this transformation, you make this jump, you make this declaration that Jesus is alive, that I can experience a new life in him, that everything's going to be perfect. And I hate to burst your bubble, but life is still going to throw its heartaches. It's still going to throw its pain. It's still going to throw hard times your way. But God has promised, and we can look to the cross and the empty tomb to remind us that his promise of redeeming us is true, has been true since day one, and he has the power and authority to overcome sin, evil, and death, and take on our punishment and walk out of the grave victorious. So all in all, what does Easter Sunday mean? What does this empty tomb mean? It means that this one who walked out of the grave is one you can build your life upon. That he is true to who he is, what he said he was going to come and accomplish, and is true to what he's going to finish. And is one that has the power and authority to make all things right. This is one you can place your hope, your trust in, because he is victorious over all. This one who walked out of the grave victorious on this Easter Sunday that we get to celebrate not only just today, but each and every day, promises to bring us transformation. He promises to bring us a life that is unlike anything we can experience in our strength, our own ability, our own way. Because we weren't meant to live in our own strength, our own ability, our own way. We were meant to live by his. And so with a relationship with him and the new life that he promises to us, we are able to be like him and focused and following him each and every day. And when times are tough and this life continues to pull us down and drains us, this one who walked out of the grave on that Easter Sunday with a new life and promises to give us a new life as well is one that brings hope. That no matter what we might be feeling, no matter what we might be facing, we aren't facing it alone, and we know how the victory will end, how we will be able to be with our Savior as he works and shapes us and makes us look like him throughout that process until the very end. So I hope and my prayer for us is that if you're here in this room today, that you know this truth, this reality of this one who promises and gave us his life so that we can have one that is new and everlasting. My hope and my prayer is that you understand what this day signifies. You're able to celebrate, and you have been celebrating it with us throughout our time together. And as we go today, you continue to celebrate it with those around you. But my hope and my encouragement for you is that it's not just a one and done day for us, but it is a life that is new and resurrected each and every day. God's word promises and tells us that we have his new mercy cover us each and every day if we place our faith and our trust in who he is. So if you're here this morning and you'd say, I'd love more stability in my rocky, ever-changing world, I can give you the answer. If you're looking and saying, you know, the path that I'm on, maybe I could use some help and some change, some things around, because I've got myself in a bit of a patch, I can point you to the one who can give you life-altering transformation. If you're saying, I could always use a little bit more hope to get through my day, let me invite you and show you the one who walked out of the grave victorious, that we can build our lives upon, that we can be in relationship with because of his sacrificial love of going to the cross on our behalf. In a moment, we're going to pray together, and then we'll get some instructions to close out our service. But if you haven't made that decision, if you're here today and you're saying to yourself, I don't know what the resurrection life means. I don't know if I truly believe in who Jesus is. I'd love to have a conversation with you. I'd love to be able to walk you through this one who gave of his life to give you a life that is unlike anything you could ever experience in this world. My hope and my prayer, as many of us know and understand this, that this is something that we live by each and every day, not just in word, not just by church attendance, but it's something that we live our lives and build our lives upon. And So in that call, in that hope, as we look at the what was done on that Easter Sunday, the first true reality is that that was the day that the message of God's redeeming plan was given to us, and we were able to partner in that ministry work. Because early that morning, as Jesus was already alive, and the disciples were learning of that, the women come to the tomb as a stone has already been pushed away, and they find and they are given this true message that he is no longer here, that he has risen as he promised he would. And so in carrying that and being transformed by that truth, that reality, the ladies dropped what they were doing, ran to the rest of their group and shared and cried out that our Savior lives and gave them the hope, the stability, and the transformation that they all needed to partner with Jesus' ministry work to share that message of hope, transformative grace, and stability to the world around them. And so my call and my challenge for us today is as we walk out today, I'm going to hand each one of you one of these. And this is just a simple, it's a nice little leather-bound gospel of John. It has a mix of all the stories of Jesus kind of put together, so it's a little bit more than just a gospel of John. But it's a simple way to help others know the truth of the reality of what this resurrected life is all about. So as we close, as we pray together, as I kind of lead us through this little time of prayer and reflecting over what we've just heard and been a part of, as you know that you're going to be receiving one of these on your way out. We have plenty. If you want to take more than one, go for it. But my hope and my encouragement, my prayer for us, as we would be like the women and the disciples on that Easter Sunday that have been transformed by the message that they've heard and go and share it with those who need it next. They're on mission to continuously share this message, to live this resurrected life, to know and tell others that you can have a solid foundation to build your life upon. That your life can be transformed in a way where you think about others and love and care for them in a way that you were meant to create, you were meant to love them. And you can find hope and truth and joy and life unlike anything else you can experience because of this one who came and accomplished everything that he said he was going to and lives today. That you can share in this truth. So I want to close this out in prayer and pray, and I pray that you pray with me for the individuals that you might be sharing this life transformative message with. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we are so thankful that we have the ability to come. Not simply just because of the freedoms we experience in this country, Lord, but because we can pause in this moment and celebrate that you or your plan is true, your plan is good, your plan is real, and involves us. Lord, that you loved us enough, even when we were disobedient and strayed away from your set plan for us. When we were disobedient and walked away, Lord, you created a new plan. That you yourself would step off of your heavenly throne, dwell among us, use your time, energy, and resources to point us back to God the Father and to become our sacrificial lamb by going to the cross, being tortured, beaten beyond recognition, and to have nails driven through your hands and feet and left to die, to pay the price and the punishment that I deserve from stepping out of your set boundaries. Lord, we thank you that that wasn't just the plan, but that was just the beginning. Because 3 days later, you, out of your power and authority and victory, walked out of the grave over sin, evil, and death. And because of that reality, because that is true, Lord, we can trust that you are good. That we can place all of that we are into all of you. Lord, that we can see ourselves and our hearts transformed as we live not just for the kingdom of myself, but for your kingdom. And Lord, we can see the hope that we have until you return to make all things new and finalize that plan. That even in the darkest of the days, even though we still experience sin and evil in this world, that you are still good, that you are still at work, and your plan continues to march on. So Lord, I pray that those that are here this morning that have heard this message, that are not sure where they stand in relationship with you, or they might have heard these messages and this truth of what this day signifies. But Lord, they haven't experienced and accepted that resurrected life that you offer from this day. Lord, I pray that if there's stirring, there's questions, Lord, I pray that they would come to me or to someone that they trust, that they recognize as a true follower of Jesus to find those answers and to give life over to you and see a stable, a transformative, and a hopeful new beginning. And Lord, I pray that as we go out today, knowing that the resurrection is true, that we are experiencing a resurrected life, Lord, that we echo what the women and the men that followed you on that first Easter Sunday did. Lord, that they would share, that we would share that message, that the tomb is empty, that he is risen, that Jesus is alive, that he is risen indeed. Lord, we thank you for this truth, for this new life and life everlasting because you are alive. We thank you for who you are, for that gift, and for being in our lives each and every day. It's in your name we pray. Amen.